classic meat for lunch.
Les, what is it like when it doesn't come off? I mean, in the early days, I read, again, looking through the cuttings about you, that you experienced occasions when they didn't laugh when you were first setting off. What's it like then?
It's rather like a station horse at the knacker's yard. You know, you're going to be felled any minute. All you've got to do is try to die with a reasonable amount of dignity. Back away cautiously, one hand behind you, feverishly searching for an escape route. It's the only thing you can do. Then run like hell. Through my sort of formative years, I've tried to search for the meaning of life. I went to the monastery of Kali, which is at the foothills of the Himalayas some years ago, to go into retreat there. And I met this wonderful old man who'd spent 150 years sitting on a stone ledge overlooking the lowlands of India. It was marvellous with this scudding nimbus around him. His hands were like withered leaves, and his voice when it spoke was like a thousand winds dashed on the rocks below. And I sat at his knees. I said, "You've been here for 150 years, old master." And he just nodded, sitting here on this stone rock. I said, "What have you got?" He said, "Piles."